Welcome back to This Is Happening. I'm Mark Zito.
I'm Ryan Sampson.
And we have Kristen Cavalieri in studio with us for her new cookbook, True Roots, which I got to tell you, initially when I opened it, I expected more about Questlove and Black Thought, and that wasn't in here at all. And so I have looked through it. I understand the whole 80-20 concept.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Okay, all right.
The question I have for you is, why a cookbook?
I'm really passionate about eating healthy. Okay. I live a very healthy lifestyle. And I was just saying as I walked in the room, I really do look at food as medicine. My husband is a type 1 diabetic. And since he's changed his lifestyle, he's gotten off of his blood pressure medication, his diabetic number, which this is going to go over a lot of people's head, but his A1C is the best it's ever been. He looks and feels the best he ever has. So I've truly seen firsthand what it can do for you. And I'm just, I love cooking. And so this is truly just a passion project of mine.
What is it, the one key that everybody misses? The one big thing that they may not understand or that they always get wrong?
For eating healthy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I never, on an ingredient label, I never look at fat. I never look at calories. I only read actual ingredients. So I try to eat real food.
Okay.
And so I try to stay away from a lot of like added chemicals, like added colors, for example, corn syrup. Like there are just certain things that I never will eat.
That's fair enough.
There you go. But I still, so I think there's a misconception with eating healthy is that you're, you know, missing out on something. I still eat cheese. I still eat pasta. It's just the types that I'm eating are probably different than I did 10 years ago.
Well, a lot of people, I think, have total misconceptions as to what's healthy and
right.
What isn't.
Right. Well, it's hard now because there's so much information and so many different fad diets that it's hard to know what works and what doesn't.
Well, Ryan and I fight about this all the time. I'm constantly telling him that he's eating bad stuff and he needs to go through your cookbook more. I'm not announcing this cookbook. We actually we made some stuff from this cookbook.
Oh, what did you make?
And we brought it with us.
Oh God!
Yes, so we each made muffins. All right.
Okay.
The banana flaxseed quinoa muffins.
Page 20. So hold on. Yeah, page 20. The flax banana quinoa muffins.
Okay.
Would you be open to telling us who did a better job?
Yeah.
On these muffins.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two. Now, mind you, these are two guys that don't cook that much.
Of all the things to make in the cookbook, I love that that's what you made.
Well, like, they look like the easiest.
It's the most basic recipe in the cookbook.
Hey, I don't cook that much.
I give you guys props for even making anything at all.
There's this whole reality TV show crew right here, and I can just already imagine the voiceover of
what you're talking about.
I went to Sirius to promote my cookbook, and they made me sit down with these two guys that just made me eat muffins. It was
making me eat food.
Okay, so here's.
I'm actually hungry.
Okay, so. I don't know if we did this right. We're not going to tell you who's or who's.
Okay.
So
it's like the blind taste test.
It is.
Ryan, did you notice anything while making these muffins? Do you have any thoughts?
They were much easier than I thought they would be. Like when I read the whole list of ingredients and everything, I'm like, wow, this is tough. But no, they were very easy.
Mm-hmm.
They were very simple.
Okay. I'm currently eating number one.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Moist. Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel like, okay. Ryan,
what do you look for in a muffin?
Should we try them all as well?
I'm looking for a moist muffin.
A moist muffin.
Okay. The word moist is not my favorite word, but...
No girl likes the word moist.
No.
Actually, I don't even think guys do. I'm not a big fan of the word. So...
All right, I guess I took a large bite. Hold on.
Number one, if we were in grade school, what grade would you give number one?
I'd give it an A.
An A? Wow.
Okay, I'm on to number two.
B.
I already know it's number one.
Ooh! Suck it! Actually, I can tell you, I knew what was going to happen. The second one is mine. I think I used a little too much salt.
A little bit
too much salt in
there.
They're
not as moist.
They're not as... I cooked them too long. Darn it.
New day.
Why don't you try mine, Ryan?
Hand me one
See
over.
How a real man muffins.
Ooh, I can already tell they're muffin. Softer.
Let me continue this interview with my new best friend, Kristen Cavalieri, over here.
I'm going to turn my back on you. Sorry.
All right.
Ooh.
So, something... Now, obviously, your husband plays football.
Did play football.
Or did play. Okay, so he's definitely done this time?
I don't know. I said that a year ago, and then he ended up in Miami for 5 months, so.
Well, I mean, for $10 million, I'd go live in Miami, too, for 5 months. I thought it was a great deal for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, my wife doesn't like watching football with me.
Okay, why?
I don't know. And where I was going with this is, did you always like football, and is the only thing I could do to get her interested in it, play it? Because that's not going to happen. So.
You have to be a professional football player for her to like
it. All right, okay.
No, I had no idea who Jay was when I met him. I knew nothing about football to the point where I was in a suite with his family like very early on. And his mom was talking about his shoes and handed me the binoculars. I'm like looking for Jay on the field. And she's like, no, he's on the bench. I was like, oh, offense and defense. No clue.
Okay.
So like when I tell you I knew nothing. Now I feel like I know a lot. How I got to be interested in the sport itself and not just like the Bears at the time for who he was playing for was I did a confidence pool with a lot of my girlfriends. So tell your wife, tourney time, I did a all girls. It's just really fun. So all you do is pick which team you think is going to win and then how much confidence you want to give them 1 through 16.
See?
I'm telling you, like, my girlfriends and I care. We care about the sport because of it.
I've tried to get her to do like a girls only fantasy football league or something. So I feel like I'm at least on the right track.
But see, fantasy, you have to know players. Like, I don't know players, so
you know one very well.
I know one. Okay. I know a couple. But so for a confidence pool, it's just easier because all you're doing is picking a team. So you just need to know if a team is good or not.
My wife also, she only watches the games that I go to, and I'm a Patriots fan, so I've been lucky enough to go to Super Bowl 49 and Super Bowl 51, which happen to be two of the most exciting football games of all time.
Yeah.
And even one, she thinks that every football game is like that.
Yeah.
And two, that they're all going to be that exciting. So I feel like we're already a little behind the eight ball here.
This is true.
So another thing I wanted to ask you was, we graduated high school at around the same time. You had
05?
I'm 06, but my senior year, we were like watching your senior year on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. Strange. And, you know, now we're both here. We're both doing great.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Really happy for both of us.
They, you know, your graduating class has people who sell things in Target, and my graduating class has people who, like, manage Targets. So, I mean, everyone's...
It's all great.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing I wanted to ask you was, what do you think... Have you gone back to any type of class reunion for your class?
My 10-year reunion was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I literally had my daughter days before, so I couldn't go. And I was really looking forward to it. I would have loved to go to my 10-year reunion.
How many people in your graduating class have clothing lines? Because mine's zero.
Well, my graduating class, I would say none.
Okay.
But you're thinking of Lauren Conrad. She was a year older than me. She was your graduating class.
Yeah, you have some clothes as well, right?
I don't have clothes. I have shoes, jewelry. I have jewelry, and home goods.
Okay.
Well, a lot of
books.
People, I'm amazed you wanted to go back to the reunion, because a lot of people said that Facebook has just totally ruined class reunion.
I'm not on Facebook.
At all.
No.
You're surprised she wanted to go back? She's killing it. That's the only reason you want to go back.
What's up?
Married a quarterback, making a lot of money, have two books out. Yeah, I'll go back to college.
Well, I went back to mine, and literally it was 20 people. Like, of a class of like 320 people showed up, and the main thing is they're like,
that's
Facebook,
sad.
I know what everybody else is doing.
See, I don't know what I know a few people, the people that I really still care a lot about. I know what they're up to, but I would love to just see everybody and have a fun night out. Are you kidding? I had fun in high school. I want to go back and
I know you have like a video yearbook, and I know a lot of it's staged to a degree, I would imagine, but that must be very cool and at the same time very terrifying, because I recently found a mix CD that I made a girl that had me introducing the songs from eighth grade.
It was amazing
how much I didn't get laid. Like, I mean, just
I love the intro to the mixtape.
But you get to relive your high school years and college years all the time, or age.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, like you said, I mean, I have my high school graduation edited in such a cool way that it looks like a movie. So that's awesome. But then, you know, the flip side of that is, it's not a real representation of my high school years because it is a TV show. So on one hand, it's cool that I can relive some of these memories, but those aren't necessarily the memories that would stick out in my mind had there not been a camera crew.
Do you think you still would have done this type of stuff if the television show hadn't happened?
I wanted to go to school and study broadcast journalism. So I wanted to kind of work my way in through hosting. And so, I mean, it's kind of come full circle because I host a lot for E.
It's not that great. No, you did the right thing.
Yeah,
back to school for broadcast journalism.
Yeah, but you guys are radio. You're not on the TV.
Well, we are broadcasting.
True. Well, right.
Do you ever think about wanting to go back, though? and do that sort of thing? Or is it like you... The train is out of the station.
No, I do. For E, I have a fashion pre-show that I host for all of the big award shows. So I am
doing cutting
it.
Journalism.
The
fashion
journalism.
What
did we say about Ryan's outfit today? How's he doing?
Looking very nice.
Thank you.
This is great.
She's full of shit.
No, so that's great.
The book is True Roots. So have you actually made every single recipe in here?
Multiple times, because I had to test them all too.
So is your family like, are there any recipes in here that they never want to try again because they were hard to get right?
Probably. I'm trying to think what was really, I'd have to flip through. I mean, I actually made it 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's been a minute since I've actually made it. But yes, there was a period where I was testing everything multiple times and they were probably so sick of everything in that cookbook.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. No, go ahead. I mean, I'll tell you recipes that they love.
Yeah, yeah. What
if the recipes that they hate?
So we have a lot of guys that listen to this show.
Okay.
If let's say
you
they
want
were
some manly recipes.
Well, no. Where I'm going with this is, let's say they had to cook for a girl. They got to impress a girl, but okay. They don't cook that much.
Okay.
What do you recommend? In True Roots.
Honestly, I'm not just saying this. Everything is fairly easy. There's a couple that are a little bit more complicated.
Sometimes the salt's tough to get
yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, you know, most people can nail muffins, usually.
You got a B.
Yeah, you got a B. I would say, like, a stuffed pork chop with an apricot glaze seems really impressive, and it's not that hard. You could make a homemade aioli. I have a lot of homemade aioli recipes in there.
That was one we discussed almost making. Yeah. We went over the aiolis.
To just make aioli. I'm like, we're not going to make her eat a spoonful of aioli
yeah,
at 11
right.
o'clock
have
in the morning.
I'd have something to, like, dip in it. But I do love a good aioli. But I'd say to impress someone, make a homemade aioli, because they're really not hard, but they seem really elaborate.
It sounds hard. The minute she said, like, glazed pork chop, I was like, no.
You could do it. Try it. Make it for your girlfriend. Your wife.
When I walked into Whole Foods last night, I literally went to the muffin section first and was like, if they sell
quinoa muffins,
I'm gonna just well, because I also went to Whole Foods at like 6 p.m. in Manhattan, so I just wanted to kill
Bad
myself
news.
By the time we were done with it. They came out great. And we also each, we're gonna put it online. We shot a little video of each
Look
of us making
guys.
Muffins.
I love that.
The thing that's amazing to me is some of these ingredients, and I cook more than Mark does, and I'm like, I've never heard of this before. And I went searching, and holy cow, it exists.
They exist.
Like, how do you find them? Do you just walk up and down the grocery store and go, never used this before, let's try it?
No, God. I mean, and that's the thing, too, is there's actually nothing in this cookbook that you won't be able to find. Yeah, like quinoa flour.
The quinoa flour is easy.
About.
The quinoa flakes, I couldn't do.
Cereal aisle, right?
No, store didn't have them.
Yeah, mine did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Usually they're in the cereal aisle.
He made his own.
Well, I didn't.
That's probably why they didn't turn out.
Yeah, actually, I figured out what quinoa. I just blended quinoa, so it was almost more of quinoa flour twice.
There you go. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's probably why you got a B. So don't do that at home.
Yes. Okay.
No, it actually worked. But everything you can find in this cookbook. But yes, I mean, if you're not used to eating healthy, there's probably going to be a few ingredients that you're like, what the hell is this? Like arrowroot powder, for example.
Yeah.
It's a thickener. It helps kind of bind everything together. And a lot of people haven't heard of that, but they have heard of cornstarch. So it's similar.
Okay.
It's just a better for you type.
Another question for the guys. And when I say the guys, I mean me personally.
Great.
I travel. When I'm not hosting the show, I travel around the country for SiriusXM doing events and stuff.
Yep.
So I have a lot of long-distance relationship stuff with my wife, which I'm assuming has happened between you and your husband due to the nature of both of your jobs.
Yeah.
What are some things that you recommend to stay connected?
Well, to be honest, I love kind of being away because I like being able to miss Jay. So I do think that it's nice to miss each other, and to have a little alone time, but, it's just about talking, like, especially cause we have three kids. So like right now Jay's at home with the three kids. So it's hard to actually talk and have a real conversation while the kids are running around. But once they're in bed, I think it's important at night to just kind of check in with each other and have a real conversation.
Are you a FaceTime person or a voice person?
Jay only FaceTimes.
Really?
Only. I don't think I've actually had a phone call with him in years.
You almost say like you don't like that.
It's just, he FaceTimes a lot, okay?
My wife hates FaceTime with me because there's like three outcomes for FaceTime. It's always like, does it work now?
Right.
And it never does. Or I'll be like, hey, so like, what if you took your shirt off? And she'll be like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, but I'm on the road. And then the third is that if you don't have headphones, it's just you're yelling into this thing that's also blaring out. And then you become the annoying person. So Jay is like solely FaceTime?
Only FaceTime.
I feel like if we had children, I'd FaceTime more because I'd be like, look at them.
Because you want to see them and talk to them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does. It helps.
Do you think you'll let your kids play football like Jay did? Or
Camden, my oldest Camden, wants to. I would say no, but Jay is sort of taking a stance of, well, how can you tell him no when I played it? I would 100% be like, no, you can't.
So by the same token, if they're like, listen, I want to have a camera crew follow me around my senior year of high school.
I'm going to say no.
How can you say no?
I'm going to say no until they're 18. I can say no to that.
What is it you'd want to prevent?
I just think, you know, I just want them to live a very normal life, as normal as possible. I want them to be kids. It's hard enough to be a kid, let alone having a camera in your face.
Right.
But when you're 18, if you want to do that, fine. Go ahead. Do whatever the hell you want
to
do.
Now, from the time back in the day with the shows to you're doing the show today, was there something in particular you missed about doing it, or why did you decide to do it again?
I'll be real with you. I decided to do it again because I'm trying to promote my brand.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
I'm a businesswoman at the end of the day, okay. And it's a smart business
this
move.
This is so great because I was sitting here asking that question. I was like, if she doesn't say like money or something, she's fucking lying. And then she said the thing, and I love it. So
it's
that's
all
awesome.
For my brand. My kids are not on it. Jay is on it a little bit.
On FaceTime?
Only on FaceTime. Yes. But I'm doing it from a business standpoint.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And the last question I have, again, a personal question, because my wife says that I look annoyed all the time. Do you ever say that to your husband?
All the fucking time.
How do
like
you
resting
fix the,
bitch face yeah, like how, to the max.
How do I fix that? Do you give him any tips or you just like smile? Because like sometimes I've made my wife sound terrible in this interview. She's fantastic.
Yeah,
I've
made Jay sound terrible too.
He just FaceTimes me and looks like an asshole
just has
all the time.
Resting bitch face. I don't know. I've just sort of learned that that's just who he is. It just is what it is.
Sarah, take note.
Sarah.
Girl.
Girl to girl.
At least he'll make you some muffins, you know, every so often.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the book is True Roots. I had fun making muffins. I have a ton of ingredients I didn't have before, so maybe I'll take a second batch and I'll show Ryan how to do it.
I'll use less salt in mine this time.
Kristen, thank you very much for
coming
in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.